Hello again. This is your audio update for the 22nd of February, 2021. So, a few things to go over before we jump into the updates today. First, thank you for all the feedback you provided last week on both the Cypunk animation and on In Its Outfit. Next, and this is more of a four-year information update, it's not really that important, but we posted the first Annette outfit poll from the other week on Miro's Slushy today, but we wanted you to know that the votes tallied there won't influence decision-making on fan service or any other Patreon image set. We're just using the Slushy polling feature to engage users for fun, and we'll share older content from Patreon there from time to time. We're not planning anything right now, but if we ever do hold the public vote for users on Slushy and Effect 3D, we'll let you know so you have a chance to vote in both places. Now, on to the updates, starting with Bloodlust Lanessa, Bloodcrown. So, Miro's work on Bloodlust this past month has been focused on cleaning up animation frames in the intro and re-rendering some broken areas. He said next month he'll start providing the aforementioned percentage estimates that we talked about in the preview post. Miro also answered a couple questions regarding patron comments and questions. First, for those of you concerned about Serene's hair flipping around in the intro preview, that was due to a few shots being used from an earlier cam test. So Serene's old hair used to flip around a lot because it didn't look good from every angle, so a while back we fixed up her hair to work better from all angles. So the current iteration was visible in most of the preview, but as you saw, we had a couple old shots sneak in. Now, regarding the girls' footwear, we'll try to provide a preview of their feet when it's convenient, but all the shoes in Bloodlust Lanessa have already been seen, so Lanessa's shoes are visible in the intro preview, and Sophia's kept her shoes from the previous episodes. Serene, being a captive and all, will be barefoot for this chapter. Now, moving on to the Cypunk 1000 Patrons Vaginal Sex animation. This week, I'll be touching up some audio and adding additional dialogue so the animators have it for facial animation. There's also some clipping to clean up and other small tweaks to be made before we go to final render as well. For the Circle of Love 1000 Patrons oral sex animation, we have a render of Video Edit 2 awaiting review, which we intend to release soon with the existing audio you've heard before. So I won't have time to finish the updated audio for Video Edit 1 and 3 this week, so we'll release the final audio versions for this clip in a post next month. Next is the Circle of Love 1000 Patrons double penetration animation. So we spotted some distortion with Lanessa's knee in the latest version of this animation, so one of our animators has been tasked with investigating the problem and correcting it before we can continue. Now, moving on to the image sets, Miro is planning to release Flying High Part 2 this coming weekend, and we also have an animator starting on the asset port for this one early so that there's no delays in starting the animation once the set is done. Now, for the fan service image set, I don't have a real update for this one as Miro isn't going to be working on this again for 1 to 2 weeks, but I wanted to remind Tier 1 and Tier 2 patrons to please vote in the latest outfit poll. The voting period on this one is a little shorter than the previous one, so I just wanted to remind you there's a link in the post to vote if you need it. And finally, for AS9, the Japanese image set, Alice finally had time to sit down with the script and get it updated. The new version now just needs to get approved by Miro, then it can be added to the LookDev queue. Now, since we already have a number of image sets awaiting LookDev, this one's probably going to remain low priority, so hopefully you're not waiting for this one with bated breath, but you probably aren't because you haven't seen anything from it yet. Anyway, that's it for now. Thank you, and have a good week.